Mr. Speaker, will you please call the House to order?
The House will come to order.
The Senate and Assembly convened for the first time since both leaders of the legislature were convicted of multiple corruption charges in late 2015. They now face potentially decades in prison. While the names of former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver and former Senate Leader Dean Skelos were never mentioned, there were hints of the tumultuous events of last year and the scalding fallout, even in the words of the traditional opening prayers in each House.
And Lord, remember that they are dust, prone to sin like we all are.
In the Assembly, Pastor Norman Coleman of the Burke Avenue Baptist Church gave the invocation. In the Senate, Catholic Cardinal Timothy Dolan asked for wisdom.
Wisdom to know right from wrong, to serve you and our people with integrity and honor. Wisdom to work hard for the sake of others, to keep our word and vindicate the trust of our people.
The new legislative leaders, however, seem reluctant to back major changes in response to the wave of corruption. Senate Republican Majority Leader John Flanagan, in his opening speech to colleagues, said lawmakers already have implemented a number of reforms.
And I am not going to apologize. I'm going to be unabashed in suggesting that in the last 7 or 8 years, we have made major sweeping changes in our laws in the state of New York.
And Senator Flanagan blamed the Assembly for failing to pass into law an agreed-upon bill to strip public pensions from lawmakers who are convicted of felonies. Both former leaders Silver and Skelos have applied for pensions that are estimated to pay them around $90,000 a year.
We had a three-way agreement, and the Senate passed what was agreed upon. The Assembly chose not to. They need to do better.
Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie agreed in remarks on the Assembly floor that lawmakers have already passed a number of changes. And he says, in answer to reporters' questions, the Assembly still wants to enact the pension reforms, but simply got bogged down on details that are required to amend the state's constitution. That requires the vote of two concurrently elected legislatures.
We'll get it done this year, and it has to be passed in the next legislature, and then be put on the ballot for the voters. So the earliest we could ever have anything on this is 2018. So it was never a desire not to do it.
Meanwhile, Governor Cuomo skipped the opening day of session and his traditional speech. He was far from Albany in any talk of scandal or taint. He traveled the state for the third day in a row, laying out his 2016 agenda. In Syracuse, he announced a planned freeze on thruway tolls through 2020. In New York City, he announced plans to restart the long-delayed renovation of the rundown Penn Station.
Travelers are relegated to a bleak warren of corridors. Frankly, it's a miserable experience, to cut to the chase.
There was another person absent from the Capitol who's played a big role in Albany's fortunes over the past several months, U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, who successfully prosecuted the former legislative leaders as well as several other lawmakers, was not even in New York State. Bharara was in Kentucky, where he addressed lawmakers there at an ethics forum, using the events of New York's corruption wave as a cautionary tale. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.